my gosh, Celine.
Wow.
That
Winner.
Was amazing.
Winner. You know, like, I'm sure that song appeals to all the men listening out there today. It's cool, dudes.
Hey,
we can get down with Celine.
We were singing our hearts out. Truly.
Oh, trust me. I just saw the video you took of Liv the Web Girl. Sounds like her voice cracked. Very good.
It's beautiful.
Tomorrow's category for Song of the Day. It's something brand new we've never done. It's called Throwback Thursday. No, I'm kidding. But producer Porkchop.
We made it up.
He will be back, so maybe he can get a win. But shout out to Chloe Money, your big win today. Thank you, by the way, too, for being part of the show. When you vote, that is so cool that we love you interact with that. And if you have an idea for Song of the Day, hit us up in the DMs. It's Joe and Mackenzie. All right, so we got a lot going on. We'll get to the tea coming up in about 7 minutes. But something we like to do, we like to share things that we're into, and maybe you'll find interesting. It's what I'm into. I'm into it. I like it.
That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm so into you, I can barely breathe.
I'll kick it off, and this is something you ever sit down to watch Netflix or Hulu, and you're like, no, no, no. Like, you don't want to watch it.
Yeah.
You don't know what to watch. My wife's like, why don't we watch it? And we went through everything. We're like, okay, fine, we'll watch it. And it's awesome. You should check this thing out. It's called, The Movies That Made Us. And here's a little trailer from it.
I remember I read the script for Dirty Dancing. So the rough cut's done. He looks over at my bosses and says, burn the negative and collect the insurance.
Could you imagine if there was never a Dirty Dancing movie?
No. Wow.
Like the
nobody
first,
puts Baby in the corner?
Well, they would have put Baby in the shredder or the burner.
I mean, Patrick Swayze, hello.
Oh, and it talks about all the behind-the-scenes drama. All the spoiler alert. Do you know how many days it took to film Dirty Dancing?
How many?
Like 14.
That's it?
Like majority of the scenes, they only had 14 days and where they had to do it. Just incredible because it's supposed to take place like in New York, but they didn't film it there. It's so awesome behind the scenes, and it's different ones. There's one about the Ghostbusters. There's one about Home Alone. Like, there's so many. I've only got to watch a couple of them so far, but I'm really enjoying it. It's called The Movies That Made Us. It's on Netflix. I highly recommend if you're looking for something to watch or binge out and you're really into movies, like classic iconic ones. It's so cool to get the behind the scenes story of that.
I love stories like that. We talked about, and like, characters that almost were played by different actresses and actresses.
Yeah, like actors. What could have been?
Yes, that's so cool. Okay, so I'm into, this is specifically for my ladies, but my guys too. I got an awesome facial yesterday, and my girl was like, honey, your skin is so dry. And it's just because of the winter weather. And so here's the deal. If you're like, I can't afford all the facials and lasers, blah, blah. Totally get it. It's the quality of your skincare, honestly, that you're using on the daily. So this Skin Medica product I found, it is a rejuvenating hydrator. And this is the kind of deal you put on. Actually, it's a hydrator, but you put it on before your moisturizer. And I just started using it. And like, my skin feels incredible. I'm going to put a link up. We'll put a link up at Joe McKenzie. But it's Skin Medica's rejuvenating hydrator. Just a little extra something to pop in your routine, girls. And guys, just to make you plump up and moisturize.
I was
going to
say, that sounds really like good for your skin. I need to learn about that because I'm so afraid, like, turning another year older, I'm going to look like an older, wrinkled man in about 5 years because I don't do anything for my skin. Well, I just shave my head and that's it.
And we are on Instagram. We watch all these like celebrities and they're doing all of these treatments. Well, they have an unlimited budget. So really just break it down to what you're using on the daily and that will make the most significant difference in your skincare regimen.
All right, cool. Thank you. And Liv the Web Girl, what are you into today?
Okay, so I'm actually into, they're called Gusha Facial Tools. So they're rose quartz, which like I know
yes.
a lot of people use rose quartz tools and they use like rollers mm-hmm. and the rollers are really good for your face. So these tools are a little bit different.
Okay.
And they're for your skin and they're for your face. And so they're called these rose quartz Gusha tools. And what you do is you use them on different areas of your face and they come in a 3-pack and they're 3 different shapes meant for 3 different areas and purposes of your face. And so what it does, it helps get rid of kind of the water buildup in your face and like the lymphatic fluid.
Do not
fluid.
Feel like you have flu, right? When we wake up, I feel like
yes.
all of us, like our eyes are heavy, maybe we're a little extra puffy.
My cheeks get
yeah.
puffy, all of that. And also just sometimes depending on like the day, sometimes my face is puffy for a little bit longer. Like I just can't get rid of the puff right away. And so this helps with that. And so you use it on your face and you kind of like stretch the skin a little bit and pull and it helps with producing collagen in your face. It helps with face elasticity. So fighting off of those wrinkles, helping it keep it moisturized and helping get rid of that lymphatic fluid in your face.
Wow. All right. A lot of good stuff for your face.
I want to try a lymphatic massage.
I have been following Rami Strategier, whatever. She's a Victoria's Secret model. I've been following her YouTube channel, and she gets them all of the time.
Okay, so we're on the hunt. If you do it locally, we want to both indulge in a lymphatic massage.
Yes, please.
All right, yeah. Hey, hit us up on Instagram. It's Joe McKenzie. Plus, we'll have a link up there for all the things that we're into. McKenzie, what's coming up in the tea?
Ooh, ladies, a Star Trek legend is newly single. Plus, Megan Fox teaching her kiddos that plants have feelings too.
Water me now!